Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 251, The Rental.
Secluded podcast, killer views.
Mwahaha.
I mean, it's true. We are secluded when we podcast, and we do have killer views.
It is.
Like views from a killer, right?
It is. And yeah. Killer views of the lake.
Oh, yes. We do have killer views of a lake, too. We are in the rental house.
Not really.
No.
Pretty close to something like that, though.
Pretty close. Yeah.
How's it going, Chaos?
It's going great. How are you, Carnage?
I'm good. We just had lunch, so I'm happy and nappy.
Me too.
Which means it's time for a nap.
Which means it's time to podcast.
It's time to do this. Okay, I might be a little bit hyper after lunch, just saying. When am I not hyper, though?
You're hyper a lot.
I am hyper a lot. It's the best part of me. I don't know. I don't know where it's going with that. It's the best part of me.
Okay.
Do you have anything to add about this week that we didn't previously add on an earlier episode that we, because we're podcasting more than one episode today? Podcasting more than one episode because we had to cancel last week because someone was in a frantic dash to find a car. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Sad. But it's okay because you found one and
I did, yes.
We're recording now.
So should we just get right into this episode then?
Yeah, I guess so. We are They Mostly Podcast at Night.
Mostly.
We are two best friends of 25 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks so you don't have to. We have hashtag friendship goals. Our friendship lives in the hashtag Mariana's Trench of Hates where we duke it out MMA style every time we, in our very own octagon, every time we don't see eye to eye on movies, which is often. No arguing about how often it is.
No, I won't say anything.
Spoilers ahead and expletives ahead.
That is accurate. I will not argue that part because we swear a fuck lot. So this week we did The Rental. It was done in 2020. It was an R rating. It was an hour and 28 minutes long. And it got a 5.7 on the IMDb scale. What about the tomato meter?
So glad that you asked, because the tomato meter is actually certified fresh at a 74%. Critics' consensus, some tricky genre juggling makes The Rental a bit of a fixer-upper, but effective chills and a solid cast make this a fine destination for horror fans. Audience score, surprisingly, a lot different at 43%.
Are you really surprised by that?
I mean, I'm not surprised by the audience score, I'm just surprised that the tomato meter is so much higher.
Should we do casting, which is a lot better than... And my phone's trying to tell me something. What are my phones trying to tell me? Oh, my iPhone hasn't been backed up for 121 weeks. That's accurate.
Good job.
Well, I never back up my iPhone, so there.
You should.
How am I going to back it up?
To the cloud.
I don't trust the fucking cloud. Cloud's not real.
Neither is your data on your phone.
Shut up. It's real. I can see it. All right. You'll teach me how to back it up to the cloud later, okay?
Oh, will I?
Please?
I guess so.
I didn't make you watch this movie. I let you watch this movie. I said,
you
this
made
looks like
me
a good
watch
choice.
This movie.
It's not a prevenge trick either, so don't get all excited about.
Too bad, I'm still gonna revenge you.
I hate you. Do you want to get to cast? It's a short one.
Yeah, let's talk about the cast. Charlie was Dan Stevens.
He is cousin Matthew from Downton Abbey. He's awesome. He was also on Beauty and the Beast and the Guest.
Michelle was Allison Brie,
who I love from Community. She's also in Glow and Someone I Used to Know. And her husband, Dave Franco, brother James Franco, is the writer and director of this movie.
Yes, he is. And I know Allison Brie from Glow.
Oh, I figured. Mm-hmm.
Mina was Sheila Vand.
She was in A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, which we've done on a previous podcast.
Yes.
And she was also in Argo and Snowpiercer.
Josh was Jeremy Allen White.
He was in Shameless, Fremont, and Rob the Mob.
Taylor was Toby Huss.
He was in Halloween, The Weird Al Story, and Blonde.
Love him, by the way.
Yeah.
See him in so many things.
Well, he's like a one-hit wonder. He's one of those character actors that you see him, like, he's on an episode of Law & Order, or he's on an episode of Shameless, or he's on an episode of Psych, or he's on, you know what I mean? Like, you just...
He played Khan Sufanusimphone on King of the Hill.
Oh, he played Khan on King of the Hill? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's funny. But that's what I'm saying. Like, he played a little bits and pieces.
Yeah, like Khan's not a main character. He just shows up everywhere.
Yeah. I kind of have thoughts on that one, though.
And man was Anthony Molinari.
He's the man.
It just says man.
Oh, okay. Well, it's man. He was in The Last Deal, The Survivor, and The Forever Purge most recently.
Okay.
Do you want a little summary?
Hold on. Am I going to sneeze? I might sneeze.
You're just going to do anything to ruin my 5-second summary, don't you?
Okay, never mind. I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
People just want a weekend away, and things have to go awry because, hello, horror film. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so again, this wasn't a, it wasn't a pre-revenge pick. I did not see the trailer, I will say that. I saw it being recommended for me on Netflix. What? Why did you make that noise?
Because.
That didn't even get picked up on the microphone. What was that noise?
Because
was that a scoff? It was recommended to me by Netflix.
Okay.
But then I also saw it had Alison Brie, who I adore as Annie on Community. I think she's just hysterical. She's great.
Okay.
I knew it wasn't a comedy, but I was like, okay, well, I want to see what Annie can do when she's not being funny. Well, Alison, not Annie. Sorry. I didn't even know Dan Stevens was a part of this, and I love him in Down Abbey. But I figured we'll give it a try. It's a newer horror film, and it's kind of one of those kind that are up my alley, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, invasions, love it's invasions. It's a thriller. Yeah. So it wasn't really revenge. It was just, I thought it looked interesting.
Doesn't matter. I can still revenge you even if you weren't pre-revenging
me. You can. You'd be a dick, but you can.
No, those are the rules. I can revenge anything I want to. It doesn't have to be a pre-venge pick to
revenge.
Fine,
I'm going to revenge your life then.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that. Y'all, too late. That would be like all your picks.
Oh, shots fired. Bitch. Anyway, so this film actually stars four adults, two of which are married. And then, so you've got Charlie and I'm going to have to remember their names because I'm really bad at names today.
Charlie is married to Michelle.
Thank you. So you got Charlie and Michelle are married. And then his brother, Josh, is dating Charlie's business partner, Mina. So they're all kind of interwoven.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like Mina and Charlie have worked together for a while.
Yes.
Okay. They all decide they're about ready to broker this huge deal, and it's going to be a lot of fucking work. So Charlie decides, it's a really big expense. Let's rent this car. No, let's rent a house. That sounds better. Better plot line. They rent this house up on the shores of Oregon, which is just fucking gorgeous. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Oregon is gorgeous. Oh,
beautiful. Like, you get the beach, but like you don't get like the sunniness. You just get like the moody, foggy... Mm-hmm. Awesomeness. It's just perfect. It's kind of like Maine.
I remember I used to, when I was a teenager, I had no clue
mm-hmm.
that Oregon was so incredibly gorgeous.
Really?
And then my friend went there and lived there for like a year or two and came back and showed me all these pictures, and I was just jaw on the floor, just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how incredibly gorgeous Oregon is.
That's funny. I've been waiting to go to Oregon since I've been 8. I still haven't gone there yet. I've been wanting to go to Oregon since I've been 8 because I did a school report on like Crater Mountain. Cascade Mountains. And then there's a bridge that connects Oregon to Washington where you can be on one side of Washington, one side of Oregon.
Nice.
I don't know if it used to be a footbridge. I don't know if it's still there anymore or not. But yeah, I've been wanting to go there forever because it's just so damn pretty. Just so damn pretty. So,
yeah.
But anyway, getting off on a tangent here. So, while they're going up there, first thing is Josh brings his dog, which he wasn't supposed to bring an animal. There's no pets allowed, but Josh is just going to bring his dog.
Which, that just irritated me. Like, people who do that,
especially really irritates me. Charlie paid for this. You're going to get Charlie in trouble and probably pay more money because you want to be a selfish dick.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
The world does not revolve around you, Josh, you Chad.
That's right. Josh is the Chad.
Well, Josh is one of the Chads. We got many Chads here.
We do.
The whole group's kind of a Chad in itself.
I found these characters to be very unlikable.
Oh, very much so. But they're real, though, in that way. Because I don't like people, and these people were unlikable, and I'm like, wait, that's kind of like real life. I don't like people, and I don't like these people. Okay, I buy it.
No.
No?
No.
Well, as they're going up there, they're talking about how Mina tried to rent this house first. Exact same house, exact same weekend. The caretaker would not rent to her. But then an hour later would rent to Charlie.
Yeah, rejected her offer, and then an hour later accepted Charlie's offer. And they're like, WTF.
Where they're immediately thinking racism.
Because of her last name being...
Mohammed. And I'm going to try to see if it's anyone here. No, it doesn't say that. I thought it was like, I thought it was a Muslim last name, though.
No, it was.
I just wonder if it was something like that, though.
I think it did start with an M. I don't know.
No, I really want to, like, just watch the movie just to see what they said anyway. So it doesn't matter. Anyway, I thought maybe it was sexist, too, like, because it's like she's a lady. They didn't go that route, but I thought it could have been either or, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, no matter what, she was denied. So they meet the guy, Taylor. He's the caretaker. He says it's his brother's house, and he just takes care of it. Mm-hmm. And he takes care of the rental applications.
He does act odd. And he does make some remarks towards Mina that are like, what the...
Yeah, like he says to her, how do you fit in this group? And she's like, I'm his business partner. Like, it was just weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird. And then she bites back at him. Like, they bite back at each other, her and Taylor. And then she even confronts him right after he's done showing them the house. Because he shows them the house, shows them the hot tub, shows them how to work the hot tub. You know, offers to bring a telescope down for them. Because Michelle forgot hers, because she made mention that she forgot it. You know, the stars are so great. I'll bring one down for you. But then after, like, when they're done, Mina's like, hey, why didn't, you know, do you rent the applications? She's like, yeah, I accept the application. I'm the one that accepts all the applications to this house. He's like, why didn't you rent to me? Like, she confronts him about it, which I would have done that at the end of the vacation, honestly.
Yeah.
Just personal preference of waiting. Yeah. Maybe it's me because I'm non-confrontational, but I would have said something. I would have said something after the fact. Because you're in a weird place you don't know. He could slash your tires.
Right.
Maybe it's because I've seen too many horror movies.
Yeah.
But I was just like, maybe say something after. Especially when you bring a dog and you don't want to get in trouble for that anyway.
Right. I know. Yeah.
So they have a good day, but then they're having dinner at night and they're like, let's have some fun. Michelle brought MDMA. And that's what, you know, that's how she and Charlie found themselves in college, is a night at Molly. Is Molly the same as MDMA, or is that ecstasy? I'm confused on my drugs.
Okay, MDMA is ecstasy, but ecstasy and Molly are almost, they come from the same root drug.
Okay.
But they're a little bit different. Molly is like pure, and ecstasy is like mixed.
See, I thought ecstasy was pills, but they had a powder that they were sticking their fingers in, dipping in, like it was that candy when we were kids. This is just weird. It reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michelle doesn't take any. She's like, I was going to do it tomorrow night because they're going to get up early because they've got a hike in the morning that Michelle's really been looking forward to this. She wants to go on this hike. They've got to get up so early in the morning. She even bought like a water pack for it, which is just... my mom looked at me at that point. She's like, that's you. I'm like, shut up. Because I really prep for vacations. Anyway, she's like, no, I was going to wait to do it tomorrow night. And Mina's like, no, let's do it tonight. So Michelle bows out. She goes to bed. And the Josh, Charlie, and Mina do the ecstasy. I'm sorry. Josh and Farley gets really drunk and passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
And then it's total flirtation and foreplay in the hot tub between Mina and Charlie where they kiss.
Yes.
But luckily the beagle...
It's
not a beagle. What the fuck kind of dog was that?
That was like some kind of bulldog.
That's what it was. It was a bulldog. It's a cute little dog, whatever it was.
Adorable.
Is running away from something on the beach and runs past them. They're like, what was that? And I thought they saw something at first, but it was just the fact that the dog was running away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, we're going to call it a night. And Mina goes in the shower, and that's when Charlie joins her in the shower, and they have sex. Because no one could have... guessed that at all. What are you doing?
This is me beating my head against the wall.
Oh, okay. Nice. Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the next day, only Michelle's ready to go. Mina and Charlie are totally fucking hungover.
Yep.
And just... ugh.
Assholes. I love that Josh, however, who you'd think would be the most hungover of any of them, is like, I can go on the hike.
It's fine.
Yeah, like, I'll go with you.
So he goes on the hike with Michelle, and Charlie and Mina are left behind, where they talk about what happened, and they say, it can never happen again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it would have happened again if this next bit didn't go. But Mina goes to take a shower, and when she's at the end of it, she notices that there is a camera in it.
In the shower head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she tells Charlie, and Charlie's like, we can't tell the police. That means Taylor has videos of us doing it and can use that against us. Which, at that point, who cares? Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Call the police. That's so nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So they don't call the police. They're like, look, we'll just get through it. And we'll leave tomorrow morning. It'll be fine. Just don't take another shower. What he doesn't know is there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
In the bedroom, like in the vent where Michelle was sleeping. Like,
and bugs.
Like, she even found a dirty footprint on the cover. And we're like, oh, there's a camera above it. Like, my mom and I called it. We're like, oh, there's a camera above it. Because there's, like, a dirty footprint. They don't call the cops. And while Michelle and... So, meanwhile, while this is going on, Michelle and Josh are on their hike. And Josh is like, oh, yeah, you know, he was still with Charlie, her husband, was still with his girlfriend when he met you. She's like, he was?
And no, then, she knew that.
Oh, she knew that.
She was like, yeah, it was kind of a messed up way we got together. Yeah.
Well, Josh tells her about the girlfriend before Jen, because, well, Jen should be used to it, because that's what happened with Jen. He was with Wendy when he got together with Jen, and it makes...
Like, he Michelle has a pattern then. Of doing this, and Michelle is like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she didn't know that.
No.
She's all sus. So when she gets back, she's kind of giving him, like, the cold shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to do drugs and relax. So she's the only one doing MDMA that night.
She
hits the drugs while Josh is going to go take a shower. But that's when they realize the dog's missing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mina was supposed to take care of the dog. And she didn't. She totally fucking forgot about it with everything going on.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, like, it's not great that that happened, but I can understand how you're dealing with such an invasion of privacy. It's so horrible. You kind of forget about everything else.
I guess. That's true. And it's not like it's their dog. Reggie is the dog. I keep wanting to call it the... Okay, that's why I keep wanting to call it the... My grew up with a Reggie that was a wiener dog.
Oh.
A dachshund.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so that's it. But his name is Reggie. So instead of going to take a shower, Josh goes looking for Reggie. At this point, I thought Reggie was dead. I thought we had a church award.
I did too, yeah.
So I'm very pleased about that part at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So while they go to search, Michelle's getting fucked up. She's going to try the hot tub. Okay, the hot tub's not working. Oh, why call Taylor?
Yeah.
Why did you call Taylor? To fix the hot tub. I want to use the hot tub.
No, you have an unauthorized dog on the property. You don't call the guy to fix your hot tub. You just deal with the fact that it's broken.
No, I want the hot tub. I didn't get to use it. And I'm high on drugs right now, so I want that hot tub. So Taylor comes over. And, of course, Mina confronts him again.
Yeah, she privately confronts him about the hidden camera in the shower. And which he says he's like, he doesn't know what she's talking about.
Right. Like I don't think he even unscrewed it. But they're arguing about it.
Yeah.
And that's when Josh comes in on them and he thinks they're fighting.
And Taylor's like, well, they are fighting.
They are, yeah.
Because Taylor says, well, I'm going to call the police. And she thinks that he's turning around on her. And she's like, no, that's not what I meant. I don't want you to call the police. And then they're like fighting. And then Taylor comes in.
Josh comes in,
to see that Taylor and Mina were fighting. But he assumes that Taylor was attacking Mina, so he beats him unconscious.
Right. And we find out before this that Josh actually was in prison for nearly beating a man to death.
Yes.
Before this. So it's not out of his realm.
No.
To nearly beat Taylor to death. But while the three of them are out, the four of them go outside to discuss this, which I was telling you, this reminded me of, like, I know what I did last summer. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the cops. No, we can't go to the cops. No one can know. We got to get rid of the body. Like, it was very, I know what you did last summer vibe. But while they're doing that, well, they think he's still alive. He's just breathing. But how are they going to get past this? You know, how are they going to bribe him to get past Josh nearly beating the snot out of him? you see a masked man come in, or a man in black, because you only see a neck down, and a gloved hand, and suffocates Taylor to death. So it wasn't them. It was just this anonymous guy that's been kind of following them, because you see from different perspectives while they're on the property doing stuff, you see like somebody watching them.
Mm-hmm. So like he's watching them on his cell phone. He's mm-hmm. from the different feeds all around the house.
And he's watching them in person though too, because you get like you get the video camera of like the movie camera of somebody watching them from the woods too. Like it makes you think that he's actually watching them, which I thought it was Taylor all that time. Not Taylor.
Oh no, I totally didn't think it was Taylor.
You didn't think it was Taylor watching them the whole time? Mm-mm. See, I thought, I was like, ew, creepy. That would have been obvious though.
Yeah, I thought it was too obvious for Taylor to be the one who was the creeper.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah, no, it's not Taylor. And I was like, see, I knew it.
Well, they go back in to see what they could do about Taylor. And they find Taylor dead. Like, he was just breathing. Well,
they think that, he died from his injuries that Josh gave him.
So Michelle still wants to go to the police. So Charlie kind of puts her in her room, like, just pack. We're going to leave. We're going to take care of the body. You just stay here.
Yeah, he suggests that they stage Taylor's death as an accident by throwing him off a cliff into the ocean.
Which is exactly what they do, although things go awry there.
Okay, so here's what I didn't understand. They push him off the balcony so that he falls and he hits the rocks and he stays there. And they like freak out and they got to get him in the water. It's like, you don't need to do that. Just leave him there. It's an accidental fall.
Because his face was so beaten.
It could have happened on the way down.
I don't know. Well, they flipped out and they wanted him in the water. So yeah that's what I'm saying. Things went awry. But here's the funny part, though. Then they try to grab big boulders to dislodge him. Like, that would do it. Like, that. My mom was like, what are they doing? I'm like, I think they're trying to dislodge the body. Mm-hmm. She's like, that's not going to fucking do it. It's just going to batter his face more. I said, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And they nearly decapitate him doing
that. It hit him right in the head with the sickening little, like, noise. And then it bounced off. And I was like, oh.
That would be hard to explain if you decapitated the man that you threw over.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he fell, but then he was hit with lots of rocks from his head. And then his head just popped off, you know.
That's why they should have just left him.
Yeah. Well, they should have. Should have just left. All together.
Yeah.
Left him in the bathtub and like, we never get to the rental house. You know, prove it.
Yeah.
But while they're doing that, though, and Josh is climbing down then to dislodge the body, because he still needs to dislodge at this point, you know, nearly headless Taylor and all, mm-hmm. Michelle's hearing water running. This place has a lot of fucking bathrooms.
Yeah.
But she makes it up to the loft and realizes it's not actual water. It's on a TV and it's the video of Mina and Charlie doing it.
Yeah.
So she flips out and she leaves. And they catch her just as she's leaving. And I don't remember what she said. She said something to Charlie, like, fuck off, basically, and mm-hmm. abandoned them. Well, she pops a tire and runs into a tree.
Yeah.
And she's texting Charlie to come help her. And obviously something comes up to her window. We don't see what it is or anything. Mm-hmm. You hear the tense music and then something's at the window. We don't see what it is, though. Charlie gets the text once he's back at the house because, you know, they're looking for the video feed now at this point.
Right.
Now, I know Michelle's seen that. So they know the video feed somewhere because, you know, she said she saw a video of it. Sorry, I'm backing away for a second. Get down out of my pocket. So, like, they're tearing the place apart trying to find the transmitter, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what they're looking for.
So Charlie gets a text, you know, please come help. And he takes off on foot to try to go help her. Meanwhile, you've got Mina and Josh. There's this locked door.
In the basement.
It's in the crawl space. Yeah, the base of the house. Which is so weird. You'd think this is where it would be. Like, I totally agree with Josh. Like, they finally get into it. They break it open. And they finally get into it. And you would think it was, like, a server room. Or at least a computer or something, you know?
It's just junk.
It's junk. Old furniture, you know. Things left behind from other renters. I mean, why lock that door?
So that the renters aren't going into it. They don't need to be going into that stuff.
Like, I was looking for a dead body. I was hoping for something really good, like chains on the walls or something, you know? But I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
That was me this whole movie. Go on.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Anyway, Charlie finds what he thinks is the car, but he finds, like, these... they're what the police pulled down, like the spikes.
The spike strips.
The spike strips.
To stop police chases and stuff.
Yeah. So obviously the man put that down for little Michelle, and he thinks he's found Michelle. So he calls her phone, you know, because he's got the, you know, the windows bashed in.
Yeah.
But let's find Michelle. So, oh, I found you. No, you found her dead body. And then the man who's got her phone in your face, and he kills Charlie.
Yep.
So Charlie and Michelle are dead.
With a hammer, we should
say.
With
a hammer. Yes, he's a very handy man.
Yes,
he handy is. Man.
He batters them both about the head until they're dead with a hammer.
Yes. Then he heads back to the house. And Mina has left Josh to go up into the house to see what she could find in there, because they're not finding anything in the basement. And Josh then gets a text from Charlie's phone with the verbal of what Mina and Charlie were saying, it can never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Which he then goes up to the loft to confront Mina, which you could have been saying, we can't blow another client or something. Well, not blow like that, but like, you know, it could have been something so innocuous. Innocent.
Yeah.
But she freezes and says, I don't know. I don't remember saying that. Like, way to think on your feet, Mina.
Yeah.
But then they hear someone enter the house, and he thinks it's Charlie. So he wants to go confront him about having sex with his girlfriend. It's not. It's the man who then immediately fucking kills him.
Yes.
With his hammer, which Mina sees, and she gets the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. She runs and he runs after her. She's like sprinting through the forest, through the darkness and the fog, and she accidentally runs right the fuck off a cliff.
And dies in the ocean.
Yep. I was really hoping that she didn't really run off the cliff, that she like faked it so that he would think that she ran off the cliff and then she'd like spring up and jump on him or something. But no, she really just jumped off a cliff.
Yeah, but that's like, you know, we've seen that before too, though. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that one because like that would have been cool for Mina to live. But I kind of like that no one lives.
No, she didn't have to live. I just wanted to see more of a fight.
Oh, more of action. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because there wasn't really any until the last 20 minutes. It was all drama until the last 20 minutes.
It really was. And drama bores the crap out of me.
I know it does. Anyway, so the man goes to the house. He takes out all the microphones. All the cameras. So there's a fuck ton.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reggie shows up. He's fine. The man Reggie's actually pats him. I actually thought the man was going to take Reggie, but he just lets him run away again.
Yeah.
But Reggie's okay, and that's the best part of this movie.
Well, Reggie's going to be okay for a few days, and then he's going to die in the wild by himself.
No, he's not. There will be a family that finds him and takes him in. Shut your mouth.
That will never happen.
No, they won't, because the police will eventually have to find him, and a policeman will...
He'll be dead by the time the police find him.
No, don't say that. Reggie didn't die. You shut up. That's the worst part about this. Reggie didn't die. Anyway, the man takes his spike strip. He rents a new property, installs the cameras again, and then you see him attacking a sleeping couple in the new property and end film. So, and you hated this film.
Yep.
I enjoyed this film because I did like it, how it kind of, even though I didn't like the characters, there was definitely, you knew about the characters. You knew their personalities. You got that character development that you normally like.
I do, when the characters are likable.
I don't care if they're likable or not. I just want to know if they're going to die or not. I mean, really.
When the characters aren't likable, I don't care what happens to them.
All right, well. They weren't likable for you.
No, they were not.
They were not likable for me. And that's what I mean. Like, I think all of them were Chads. I think Michelle was the only non-Chadable one, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Taylor was a Chad. Reggie was not a Chad. Reggie was a good boy.
No, Reggie was a good boy.
Yeah, so that's all I've got here. So, should we rate it? Because I don't have a whole lot of... I mean, really, there's not a whole lot other than what I said. The end credits is footage from Hidden Cameras and the man's next Airbnb. Right. Yeah, we got that.
I know. I looked into it, but I couldn't find any trivia. Bummer.
So, what I was wondering, too, is because Taylor said that this is his brother's house. Is the man really his brother, or was he lying about that, do we think?
The man? The man wasn't his brother.
Okay, because Taylor was saying how his brother owned the house.
Yeah, but the man didn't own the house. The man was just, he rented the B&B first, he set up all the bugs, and then he left.
Oh, okay, I thought...
That's, you know he did that, because that's what he did at the end, too.
Oh, I thought he actually bought that property, was renting it out.
No.
Okay, I get it now. He rented the Airbnb, put the bugs up, and then when he found a couple, he like, okay, got it. Oh, and I did appreciate that they... that was one thing, too, I was going to say, is that when you look at the man, he's like this disfigured man. And I was like, God, that's such a trope to have a disfigured man. It was a mask.
It was a mask, yeah.
He was really not disfigured. You know what I mean? It wasn't like that. Like that kind of trope was like, oh God, of course he's disfigured. He's probably living in the woods and right. raised by wolves. But no, it was just a mask. So.
Yeah, it was just a mask.
Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. And he was a renter first and yeah. then got it. Okay.
Yes.
Damn, that's a lot of practice. So you'd have to like stay in that area. Like he must have lived in the area.
Well, either that or he just like, I mean, he, I guess so.
Because that transmitter was short distance, so he wouldn't have been, unless he went out so there on then, the weekends when then, people came out.
Yeah, he'd have to be nearby. Well, that's something that doesn't really work too well, because he'd have to be nearby, like, for that whole time. Like, where is he staying?
Right.
Where is he living during this? Is he local? Like, he had to make himself local while he's doing this. So, is this only, like, a serial killer that operates in a 5-mile radius? I mean, what is the deal?
Yeah, and how does he pick his victims, too? Like, does he just do the very next tenant? But obviously not, though.
But no, he didn't.
Because he didn't for the other Airbnb, so who knows?
So that means, like...
It's like a long game here.
He's sticking around in this town, so if he doesn't live there, he's certainly, like, a long-stay person at the motel. I mean...
It's got to be in the same area where he lives, or he does it on the weekend or something. Like, he goes up there on the weekend to spy on the people living there. I don't know. Maybe he's got a 9-to-5 job, and this is how he gets his jollies. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, who knows?
All right, let's rate this bitch.
Okay, you go first.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch it again, but I probably wouldn't buy it. And I didn't enjoy it as much as Hellraiser, our last one. So I'm probably going to go like a 6.723.
Okay.
Because I'd watch it again.
Okay.
How about you?
I did not enjoy it. Wait, hold on. I have my little list of pros and cons. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm ready. Except I got to open it up.
Is one of the cons I picked it?
No. Honestly, okay. It's not. Okay, so, as I said, the dog was cute. That was my pro.
Okay, that's your only pro?
That's my only pro.
Oh my God, it goes
I wanted to like it, but it just wasn't fun.
Okay.
It did not say fun horror movie to me, so I didn't like it. No, the kills weren't any fun. I was annoyed that they died so easy. There was no struggle. And people do struggle in real life. I have heard so many true crime stories of, like, people who put up like one hell of a fight before they got killed. I mean, like, so it's
yeah,
not
but if
like
you're taken by surprise, though,
totally, it's not like it's totally out of the realm of possibility that somebody would fight back. So I don't think that necessarily you necessarily have to say, well, but it's real life, so you can't get a decent kill. No, screw that. Well, it didn't feel like a horror movie to me. It just felt like a drama where some people got killed at the end. And I found it boring.
Let me fight you on this one, though, just a little bit. Because, yes, people do struggle. But let's take the point of Michelle. Hammer right through the head through the window, totally unsurprised. How is she going to fight back on that if she's knocked out?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Oh, okay. I'm just saying. They could have put some fight
Mina
into
Mina did
it.
Try to fight. I mean, when she ran, flight or flight, you know, fight
she
or flight.
Ran. She didn't try to fight.
She did flee, though. She did try to leave. She didn't just stand there and take it. So I don't know.
She didn't fight. She didn't fight back. That's totally within the realm of the possibility. I'm just saying. It doesn't have to be boring kills just because it's supposed to be like real life.
Hey, yeeting oneself off a cliff is not a boring kill.
She didn't yeet herself off the cliff. She accidentally misstepped and fell off the cliff.
It's an accidental yeeting. All right, sorry. What's your score then?
Four.
Four.
Yep. Four.
I'll remember
I wouldn't
this.
Watch it again. I definitely wouldn't buy it.
I'm making you watch it again.
I'm never going to watch this movie again.
Oh, you will watch it again.
No,
I won't make you.
I will
not. All right, pimp us. Oh, wait, no, I've got fan fiction.
Okay.
I do have fan fiction. Hold on. Fucked up phone, won't you come? Take away this phone. Fucked up phone, won't you come?
The phone is taking itself away?
Yeah.
Is that how your song goes?
I don't know. All right, so I have got nothing in fanfiction.net, but I do have in Archive of Our Own, there are two. And they are combined with The Reckless and Lucy in the Sky. So, and Blythe Spirit, whatever that is.
I don't know.
So, all right, so there you go.
Okay.
And they're by two different authors, too. It's not even by the same author, so that's interesting.
All right.
So, But there you go. That's okay. Your fan fiction. Maybe pimp us so we can get the fuck out and start arguing more.
Okay, so we are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. MorbidlyBeautiful.com is your place for all things horror, and they have a great podcast network. So if you're interested in more horror podcasts, you have some room in your podcast rotation, you know, check out the link in the show notes, because you'll definitely find another podcast that you enjoy. I guarantee it. Do not come at me if you don't enjoy
No. There was a guarantee. I want a money back guarantee here.
Free.
I want money back.
Too bad. You can't have it.
If you don't like it, tell me, Carnage, and I will release Chaos's personal details so you can dox her.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'll just give him your phone number. It's fine.
I'll give him your phone number. Fine. I'll give everybody I fucking find out your phone number until you've got so much spam coming to your phone that you have to change your number.
Well, I'll change my number and not give you my new number, so there.
Whatever. You'd be so crushed if you had to change your number.
I would not.
Talk about having trouble with change.
Shut up. It's a good number.
Anyway, we are on all the social medias. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter. We have a Slasher and a Good Pod. So if you want to interact with us, it's at Podcast at Night everywhere. We could really use reviews if you want to support the show, but you don't have the cash. We get it. We don't either. Go ahead and leave us a review wherever you listen. And we really appreciate reviews. And if you do have cash to flash, we'll have our merch store linked in the show notes. So that's it for me, Chaos. I'll just say thanks for listening and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage. And as always, we're filmed in front of a live studio audience of fighting cats.